Welcome everybody, back to The Explosion on hookedwave.com.au. I'm Richard Lawson, featuring my choice of different subjects and bands. Tonight and the next show are actually all about Pink Floyd Parts 1 and Parts 2. Tonight we go right from the start, right from their first ever single, Lana Del Lane, all the way through to the making of Dark Side of the Moon. So without any further ado, we're going to kick off with their 1965 release, their first single with Syd Barrett, Arnold Lane. By Pink Floyd, and you're on The Explosion on hookedwave.com.au down on the beautiful south coast of New South Wales, beaming all over the world through the web. I'm Richard Lawson. Arnold Lane was their first single that actually reached number 4 on the charts and got them straight into the thick of things in the middle of swinging London in the 60s. They were one of the first exponents, if not the first exponent of psychedelia, purely by chance. Here's the B-side of Arnold Lane. It's called Candy in the Currant Bun, probably not really widely heard at all. It actually was meant to be called Let's Roll Another One. For obvious reasons, they weren't really allowed to say that. So here's Candy in the Currant Bun by Pink Floyd.
Thank you.
Following on that success of Candy in the Campan and the A-side Arnold Lane, they went back into the studio, this time with Joe Boyd, and they cut their next single, which actually peaked at number 5 on the English charts, See Emily Play. It's one of their best remembered songs. David Bowie did a cover of it in pin-ups in the 70s. And here's See Emily Play by Pink Floyd on The Explosion on notthewave.com.au.
Emily tries, but misunderstands. She's often inclined to borrow somebody's dreams till tomorrow. There is no other day. Let's try it another way. You'll lose your mind and play. Free games for play. See Emily play. Soon after dark, Emily cries, gazing through trees in sorrow, hardly a sound till tomorrow. Touches the ground. Float on the river forever and ever, Emily.
They went into the studio after this to record their first album with Joe Boyd in EMI Studios, Abbey Road, and another band was actually recording next door, the Beatles. They were doing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band at the same time, so there was a fair bit of cross-pollination happening. We're going to be doing about 4 tracks off that album. The first is one of their most seminal tracks, Astronomy Domini, and on hookwave.com.au, The Explosion Radio Show with Richard Lawson.
Stars can fry down.
by Pink Floyd. The second track on The Piper at the Gates of Dawn, which is the name of the studio album, was called Lucifer Sam. It's one of my personal favourite tracks. It's almost like a surf tune. Here's Lucifer's Hand by Pink Floyd. Explosion Radio Show with Richard Lawson. This is Pink Floyd's Part 1, all the way up to Dark Side of the Moon. Next track we have is called Scarecrow, a whimsical English country ditty by Syd Barrett when he was still actually quite lucid. It was actually a B-side to See Emily Play. Beautiful, beautiful song, and then it actually goes away into sounds of birds and things like that. It was quite childlike in their approach. Scarecrow by Pink Floyd.
Black and green scarecrow, as everyone knows, stood with a bird on his hat and swore everywhere he didn't care. He stood in a field where barley grows. His head did no thinking, his arms didn't move, except when the wind cut up off and mice ran around on the ground. He stood in a field where barley grows. The black and green scarecrow was sadder than me, but now he's resigned to his fate, his hair's not unkind, he doesn't mind. He stood in a field where barley grows.
By this time, Sid Barrett had actually started to lose his mind a bit with all the acid that he was taking, and I was actually getting quite peed off with the industry in general. He sort of started fading in the background, wasn't playing properly, wouldn't even turn up at gigs, and became quite distant from the band. It was about this time that they actually went back in the studio and recorded Sorts Full of Secrets and introduced Sid Barrett's best friend, David Gilmour, into the band. This track, Remember a Day, is the track one off the album. It actually features Sid in the background playing some very sad, slide guitar. It's called Remember a Day by Pink Floyd. It's off their Sorts Full of Secrets album. Wave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show. This next track is called Paintbox by Pink Floyd. I think Rick Wright had quite a lot to do with this. This is him singing it as well. He actually was featured one of their songwriters as well as Dave Gilmour, and it's his distinctive voice that you hear on a lot of Pink Floyd stuff without actually realising it. So here's Paintbox by the Pink Floyd.
to many fools, playing to rules, trying to impress, but feeling rather empty. I had another drink. Turn up with their friends, playing the game. They're in the scene I should have been, far away. Getting up a place of bad remembering has been before. I open the door to an empty room, then I forget. Very much like to go out to a show. So what can I do? I can't think what to say. She sees through anyway. Out of the front door moving rather slow, arriving late. There she waits, looking very angry, as cross as she can be. Getting up with us about remembering what's been before. I open the door to an empty room.
HookedWave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show. It's all about Pink Floyd Part 1 tonight. Julia Dream is actually a track that we know off Relics. It was released as the B-side of the single, and it's one of my favourite tracks. It's a very, very, very soft song with some beautiful flutes in it. I think that might even be guitar too. You're not really sure. Julia Dream by the Pink Floyd. Wave.com.au, the Explosion radio show of Richard Lawson. Tonight's show, Pink Floyd Part 1. We're almost coming towards the end. This is all the tracks that mean a lot leading up to the recording of Dark Side of the Moon. This song came off an album called Zabriskie Point. It's called Crumbling Land. They actually sound a bit like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young here and really show off how versatile the band actually was. This is Crumbling Land by the Pink Floyd, and if you're looking for it, Google Zabriskie Point, the film.
I saw a single eagle in the sky.
You're on hookthewave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show. Tonight is Pink Floyd Part 1. Right from when they first started, Arnold Bain back in 1965, right up until 1971 when they recorded Dark Side of the Moon. And Part 2 is going to be dealing with Dark Side of the Moon all the way through till now. This is the last track on tonight's show. It's called Fearless. It's off Metal, and I've been Richard Lawson tonight. Thank you very much. And we'll look forward to seeing you on Part 2 of Pink Floyd. And you're on hookthewave.com.au, the Explosion Radio Show.
Hear the sound of the faces in the room.